This is the Katy Perry Control the Illuminati Eye Service, where the Psylord takes over all of the Illuminati's power. And this costs $1,000. The Illuminati covered up massively the telepathic knockout of Katy Perry singing on stage on the 13th of June, 13th of the 6th. Now, in occultism, psychic warfare, we have uplining to the archetype that collects all the power. And illuminism, we've got the eye that overlooks and controls the reality of the truncated pyramid. Now, the eye in Kabbalah is hay. There are two aspects of hay, the upper and the lower hay. The bride being the lower hay and the upper hay being the Shekinah, which is forever cut off from the lower hay, the bride, by Amalek, the other god that always consumes and destroys the Jewish god. And Amalek comes from Amar in Hebrew, mother. So it's basically the evil, vengeful mother that lies behind the bride. Now, the bride in Kabbalah controls Malkuth, which is all the physical realm. And therefore, if you want to be a billionaire, have a harem of toy boys, or babes, you need control over the bride. And illuminism, of course, where it's all about getting money and power. They have to control the bride because the bride is the upline for all of the power of Malkuth. Control over the real world. And therefore, whoever is the Illuminati's queen, the queen witch, the pharaohess, the empress of Illuminism, is the upline for all of the Illuminati power to control the world. So as you can see, this was a must-have for the Psylord Tim Riefat, who's been out to depose the Rothschilds and take over reality. And of course, this is proven. The Rothschilds emailed me a couple of years ago, said they'd crush me like a flea, and my ramblings would have no effect on reality. And unfortunately for the Rothschilds, I haven't been crushed like a flea, and all of my ramblings have become manifest, be it the election of Donald Trump, the turning of the entire NATO military into junk by torsion field technology, race war, class war. We had 13,000 of the wetware Negroids and Semites and Stanis coming across the Mediterranean last week. And of course we saw the Illuminati's choice for the bride, which of course was wrong in the first place because she wasn't a bride. Brides are unmarried and without child. Madonna cast off the stage by the total power of the Psylord. And we see their choice to take over Madonna, Miley, giving up being an Illuminati wannabe queen and going all girl next door. And of course, she can't become the Illuminati queen till she's 30, because she's not an adult in Illuminism till then. And you can see why I was pressing for Katy Perry to become the new queen of the Illuminati, because having purchased a soul from Lucifer, once she became the Illuminati queen, all of the power of Illuminism came to me, because of course I own Katy Perry's soul and her totality. So she simply uplines all of the power of Illuminism to yours truly, which is as it should be. Being the Psi Lord, the Psi Lord owns Illuminism. So you can see now why Tim Riefat has gone from being a minor irritant to the Rothschilds before he bought Katy Perry's soul from Lucifer, to total power controlling the world after purchasing Katy Perry's soul from Lucifer, because that's how Illuminism works. Remember the banking system, the military, all aspects of the West, be it judicial, police, all of them were forged by Illuminism and the Freemasons and all their Freemasonic temples and infrastructure, be it obelisks, altars, pools, etc., all upline to the Illuminati Queen, the Eye. Now, of course, on the 13th of June, the Psi Lord uploaded all of the power to himself. Remember, June is the sixth month, six is Vow, the male principle. And we've got 13 for all the bad stuff. Hellization. And one can see that when Katy Perry collapsed on stage, her assemblage point was simply moved to the position the Psi Lord wanted, knocking her out in the process. You'll see, if you go to wrench.com, I think he's still accessing the video, the Illuminati have been desperate to cover up. Well, she falls onto her knees and then falls onto her back. Her eyes roll back into her head, and then she's carried off stage by one of her male flunkies. In the process, yours truly could then move her assemblage point to the position of death. Remember, my mother was killed by Lucifer on the sixth hour of the sixth day of the sixth month. Seven days before Katy Perry was processed. Seven in Illuminism is the seven exchange rituals, where all the good stuff comes to me and all the bad stuff goes to the Illuminati via their queen. And she died at 6:45, which, if you follow my teachings, which are brilliant, gives you the West, the realm of the supernatural, the realm of the underworld, the realm of the West, which links up with Katy Perry, because she lives in the West, she's the queen of the West, and links up with I, free spaces, and souls. So all I did was artificially incarnate my mother into Katy Perry to pull Katy Perry into the underworld, into the realm of death. with all the Illuminati, remember the death force makes things 100%. And then get her to go to Melbourne, the realm of the great Lord Beast, all bow down to the great Lord Beast. Evil made sublime, where of course we could finish off the artificial reincarnation of all the Wicker Men into Katy Perry, into the Illuminati, so that they all end up in the bird's nest. And Lilith is then turned into a Wicker Woman to be tortured by the great Lord Beast that takes over from Lilith the running of the bird's nest. So all the Illuminati, all of the West, the entire world run by the Illuminati, is pulled into death, pulled into hell, turned into Wicker Men, Wicker Women, and the great Lord Beast, all praise to the great Lord Beast. His evil spirit takes over their eternal torture in Omega Hell. As you can see, the amount of power you get from this process is off the scale and has elevated the peasant, Tim Riefat, to become the Psylord, the king of the Illuminati, with all the other Illuminati hellized for us, the vampires. So as you can see, brilliant. Now you might wonder, why would Lucifer kill my mother? Well, she was dying and wanted to go at the exact time so I could incarnate her into Katy Perry. Remember, my mother is the opposite side of the soliton from myself as a female. And then, of course, Lucifer wants Katy Perry to be the opposite side of the soliton female. Remember, the male can have two opposite sides to his soliton, because the female is the second one, second position. So you can have the female side being the mother, which produces the baby boy, and then the bride, when the baby boy becomes a man. All of this occult lore. Now you might wonder why Lucifer would allow me to hellize Katy Perry and all the Illuminati, when in fact Lucifer wants to be born as the opposite side of the soliton of Katy Perry, mother-son, in order to get all the Omega Point Tim powers from the father, yours truly. Well, as you can see, Lucifer never works in the realm of soft power. It's always hard power, coercion, extortion. So as one can see, now all the Illuminati have been hellized. Katy Perry has been fully processed and has now been deposited in the new Omega Hell. With the raw ritual I did on Katy Perry, getting the Malaysian tiger to eat Rosa, the Latin form of rose, when she was 33, one can see now that Katy Perry's ability to stop the tiger consuming her ends on October 25th, 2017, when she becomes 33, which of course is amazing, good fun for me. But remember, I made a deal with Lucifer not to consume Katy Perry for 200 years. Remember, I love going after A-listers. I love killing, destroying, tormenting, verminizing the filth, being a good Maoist. I despise A-listers. I despise the very concept of A-listers. So I'm always targeting them, being Madonna, Michael Jackson. We see Ant being targeted by me. We see Mel C being targeted by me. We see Bernie Eccleston's little princess being targeted by me. We see the Jew boy, Sir Philip Green's daughter, being targeted by me. It's just non-stop targeting. And in fact, the number of A-listers that should be dead by now should number in the tens of thousands. But in fact, KP has been keeping back the tide of torment that I wish to deposit on the A-listers, using her Raw video. So come October the 25th, Tim Riefat once again becomes his loving, pleasant, sublime good self, and mass murder for the A-listers becomes the norm, rather than the rather truncated A-list devastation that's happening at the moment, which is KP's allowing devastation of A-listers that don't fit in with her agenda. But the royal family, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers, and a whole host of other A-list chumps remain untouched, when in fact they should have been fully molested and murdered by now. So as you can see, October the 26th is a feast day for the Psylord, when fun and games resume. Now, all of the power of the Illuminati has come to the Psylord on the 6th of the 13th. Now, since the Eye in the Pyramid is the archetype for females, feminism, one can see that all of the females on the planet have been hellized by the ritual of their queen, dropped onto her knees and then onto her back. That's pretty symbolic, is it not? Where the female's on her knees and then on her back for the male. I won't go further, but you get the general gist. And then carried off by the male, a la caveman. You can see the symbolism all on stage, where while she's dressed in a silver costume, making her the avatar of Hecate. So, of course, I can then stick Hecate, the queen of the witches, in Omega Hell, to be tortured by the great Lord Beast. The great Lord Beast loves putting his penis up Hecate's anus and then getting her to suck it clean. So, as you can see, the age of Donald Trump, the great man, and his devastation of feminism has continued, where the queen of the Illuminati has been dropped to her knees, back, and then carried off. And Hecate, the queen of the witches, has been hellized and stuck in Omega Hell to be hostilized. I spit on your grave-ized. Human centipede-ized, etc. By the great Lord Beast. And we know at the moment Katy Perry is in Australia worshipping the great Lord Beast. Remember, the great Lord Beast is the southern dragon, the dragon of the south, minus one water, and also the underworld dragon, the dragon of hell, and his fiery breath has produced the archetypal lightning struck tower. Wicker men, wicker women with Grenfell Tower, and of course the gateway to the underworld and the lowest realm of the dark energy matter realms via the Portuguese burnings. Remember, Katy Perry said when Russell Brand divorced her, she felt like she was in a burning car with people watching, and we of course enacted the Katy Perry Wicker Woman service in Portugal, where we had the Portuguese cunts burnt as wicker men, wicker women in their cars by the trees. And remember, the trees link to the lowest two dark energy matter realms. So you can see the brilliance of the Psy Lord and his dark satanic other side, the great Lord. Remember, solitonic sides don't need to be the opposite sex. They can be good and evil. I'm perfectly good, the goodest of the good, and we know that the great Lord Beast is the most evil of the evil, sublime good, evil, or sublime evil. Now, you might ask, what's the use of this service? Well, taking over Illuminism that made the Rothschilds quadrillionaires with the Rockefellers and controls the entire West and most of the world apart from China and North Korea and arguably India. But I wouldn't go that far. You'd have to be pretty optimistic. One can see that having this power under one's total command allows the ability to do what the Illuminati used to do. So when the Illuminati do their rituals, want to make themselves rich and keep rich, they of course have lost this power. So we see now that the UK will fall into penury. The property market will collapse. The banking system will implode. And the world will fall into a super depression because the power that kept the West rich has all gone to me. And yours truly will become the richest man in the world, the most powerful man in the world, having all power, temporal power over the world because of this service. Now, even more importantly, the sucking dry of the Illuminati Queen, Katy Perry, and totally hellizing her. So she becomes a Wicker Woman with all the other Illuminati and everyone downline from her. Not only allows you to get all the Illuminati's power from this service, but it then allows you to move out of being the humble non-entity that you are into becoming a Grail Knight. Now you can see why self-importance is a huge problem for the Psy Lord Tim Riefert, having this absolute power and absolute knowledge with all other humans being lower than pond slime means that self-importance becomes a gigantic enemy of the Psy Lord, because when you're so brilliant and you can do anything you like, you can see that self-importance rapidly overcomes you. but of course been impeccable. The Psylord spends his time stalking himself, getting rid of his self-importance, so he can, of course, control the world absolutely. Now with the Illuminati service, to use it, very easy. You simply get a dollar bill with the Illuminati eye, stick on the face of Katy Perry on the Illuminati eye, and then if you're a vampire, you have to be a vampire, of course, because you're me, you can then stick your face on top of Katy Perry's face, and then with his eye put inside the pyramid, all of the programming you wish to make the Illuminati power manifest for you, be it loads of money, or a fast car, or a nice house, or a yacht, or whatever. And the entire power of the Illuminati, the entire power of the bride, the females, has to manifest it for you. And as you can see, since we're torturing all of them in Omega Hell, beyond eternity, beyond total power set versions of torture, there's no limit to what you can put within the pyramid to be manifest. Because the power is available to do anything. This, of course, is the power that the great Lord Lucifer, praise be, gives to anyone who sells their soul to Lucifer, where you can put down your wish in return for your soul in that pyramid. And your soul burns in hell to produce the power to produce that wish for yourself while you're still alive. And since your soul in hell can give infinitely more power than is needed for the consummation of your satanic contracts, temporal manifestation, the rest goes to Lucifer. Lucifer, being a merchant, of course, is in the business of acquiring souls to power himself. Now, of course, Lucifer made it a big gamble, which was he gave all the power to the Psylord. So now the Psylord is Lucifer, has all Lucifer's power, because of course Lucifer had to go into limbo in order to be reborn as one of KP's children. And of course the Psylord has put KP in Omega Hell. Remember, she came from hell because she sold her soul. She's back in a new version of hell. Hence, all the power of Lucifer is permanently yours, truly's. And, of course, Lucifer no longer exists, has vanished. And can only return as one of the children of KP. In the future. Now, thankfully, the Rothschilds have banned KP from marrying yours truly. So yours truly is laughing and dancing a jig, having all the power of Lucifer and all of the Illuminati, including the Rothschilds, in Omega Hell, using their own religion, their own system, to trap them there and torture them for all eternity and beyond to above total power set levels of torture. Because, of course, the Rothschilds could not countenance someone who has so fucked them over to the nth degree as the Psylord Tim Riefat, becoming the acknowledged king of the Illuminati. So, of course, KP is not allowed to have a satanic marriage and consummate the contract, which I agree with Lucifer, to not consume KP for 200 years. And as I said, she'll have got under my skin by then, so I'll never consume the woman. Because the Rothschilds simply can't be seen to be butt-fucked and then begging yours truly to suck the shit from yours truly's penis after he's butt-fucked the Rothschilds. So you can see why Tim Riefat is in a state of bliss, having completely buggered the Rothschilds and the Illuminati. Now, next, we come to what we can do with the bride, the inner deep secrets of Illuminism known to the arch-magician of the Illuminati, Tim Riefat, who now has all the power of Lucifer and the Illuminati, and has no competitors or competition in the newer sphere, having cleared the field. Now, if you look at the Grail symbols, which all of you vampires should have, you can buy the Grail stones from Mike, and they come with the Grail symbols. You'll see that near the end, we come to the love symbol. Remember, the Psylord Tim Riefat. Being the sublime good vampire, always is in a state of total love, total bliss. Since no one else is worthy of love, I love myself totally because I'm the only one worth loving. Apart from the great Lord Beast, of course, who I love to fuck over everyone and anybody who isn't me. And they say vengeance is a dish best served cold, but I disagree. I think vengeance is a dish best served by the Beast, where he blows fire up your anus and then butt-fucks you with a red-hot razor blade studded strap-on, and then turns into a dragon so that he can butt-fuck you with an even bigger penis. So as you can see, it's all fun and games in vampire world. We've taken over. But back to the Grail Path. The Grail Path is the path traveling along the earth energies. Think of it as the yellow brick road, where you go from being a nobody to enter the Grail Castle and sit around the round table, round of course spirit, the spirit table at the seventh heaven level, and become one of the Grail Knights. And one can see there are 12 places around the table for the Grail Knights, and one for the Grail King, which is yours truly, which gives you the 13, the 168, which is embodied within the Grail Castle. The Grail Castle existing on the seventh heaven level, While in the temporal world, we've got the lightning-struck tower, Grenfell Tower, manifest now in London with its wicker cage, where the 400-plus migrants were burnt alive, all of them, the former aspect of the great beast, when he covered himself with petrol. So Grenfell Tower, in fact, is a doorway, a stargate, to the seventh hell level, where instead of the Grail Castle, we have the Omega Hell. Prison. Rather like a North Korean prison. One of which is the size of Birmingham, of which we've just explained one of the cell blocks in the advanced section, built by the Russians for us. But with its big high wall, it's basically a castle not to keep invaders out, but to keep the prisoners in. And we built the Stargate to put the Illuminati in it via the lightning-struck tower and the wicker cage. The big doorway to hell, Grenfell Tower, built in London. Prior to Katy Perry being pulled through Grenfell Tower by the death force of my mother, 666, at the west position, to pull Katy Perry's soul into hell, pulling all the Illuminati and the entire west that uplines to the eye into Omega Hell via Grenfell Tower. This, of course, means that the Grail Castle, in all its magnificence, has been fully refurbished by the Illuminati Western Empire. So all of the Westerners have all been pulled into Omega Hell because they all upline to the Queen of the Illuminati. So every inhabitant of the planet, bar those that don't worship the Illuminati, President Maduro's lot, North Koreans, Chinese, Zimbabweans, Iranians, Russians, all of those remain unafflicted, but the rest have all been pulled in and totally processed. So as you can see, the power gain has been enormous, which means the Grail Castle is in its absolute magnificence. And we can now put Grail Knights round the Grail Table, which is synonymous with Avalon, the castle at the first level being raised to the Grail Castle. And we see why Katy Perry went to Glastonbury, the west position of the English power sites, in order to allow Avalon, King Arthur's castle, which was Avalon, to be raised and merged with the Grail Castle at the seventh heaven level, so that the Grail Castle isn't in a sublime good seventh heaven level. We've actually moved the entire world that manifests for the Grail Knights to take over the world, to make the world the Grail Castle and the Grail Domain of the 12 Knights of the Round Table, and of course the Grail King, the King of the Illuminati, Tim Rifat. So the world becomes magical for us. Everything we want happens, and everyone else gets hellized, and the world becomes hell for them. Their property collapsing, their jobs going, illness striking them, madness, disease, race war, class war, and horrible wars with enemies of the West that hellize the West. All of this, of course, not done by me, but of course Katy Perry, who went to Glastonbury to allow the Grail Castle to descend to the real world at Glastonbury Avalon, so that the Psylord now has all of the supernal powers of the Grail King, not in another world or when he elevates, but in this world for himself, so he can use full power, full magnificence on all of the humans to make their lives a living hell for his pleasure. And of course, the great little beast is doing this to Adele, the fat British cunt, who of course has been fucked over by the great little beast, who seems to despise Adele, probably because she's a fat cunt. I, of course, am awaiting October the 25th, when I can bounce back to my normal, happy, pleasant self and go around murdering A-listers on a scale that's never been envisaged. Now, as you can see, KP hates Adele, so Adele is getting the shit kicked out of her. Why? Because Adele was much more successful than KP, so that has been enabled. So one can see, come October the 26th, when the Raw video finally expires and the tiger eats Katy Perry, it'll be business as usual. Fun and games. Now, looking at the pathway for vampires to the Grail Castle, you need to print out all of the Grail pictures and make a pathway out of them, which you need to walk on. Easily done, print them out, stick them on the floor, walk on them. Stick them on a screensaver and flick through them on your computer. Since most of you have been Androidized by having a smartphone. Now, going through the symbols, you finally come to the love symbols, which are the ram's horn symbols. Now, the gateway to the Metatronic state, which is the penultimate earth energy state of the Elohim, which of course I've consumed using the power of Amalek. You might wonder why Amalek has given me all her power. Well, that's pretty obvious. Behind the bride lies Amalek. And Amalek wants to be an Omega Point Tim. So, of course, I made a deal with Amalek for one of KP's children to be a vessel for Amalek, one of the daughters. That, of course, is blocked by the Rothschilds. So you can see how much fun it is having all the power of Amalek without having to dote on one of the daughters. As you can see, this is just a contract that just keeps on giving and giving thanks to the Rothschilds. I simply make bargains which never can be consummated thanks to the Rothschilds, and simply get more and more powerful so I can simply torture the Rothschilds to levels which were inconceivable before. So you can see the fun yours truly is having. Now, the Ramshorn state, which is a seven spiral linked to another seven spiral, which looks like a ram's horn, is the power of love that elevates a vampire to become a Metatronic being. Metatron, of course, is the scribe of the former god, the Jewish god, the head of the archangels, a human that rises to take over the archangels. That's a pretty good state to have. The assemblage point in the center of the energy body becoming unmanifest. But you can't, of course, reach it unless you have a bride, that's a Nagual woman, who you can suck dry. I, of course, had the English rose. And if you see the ram's horn, look at the left-hand side. If you go round, it's a clockwise vortex torsion field that feeds you all the good stuff. And the right-hand one, if you suck it, is a torsion field that is going anti-clockwise, but going outwards. So it is a torsion field that destroys all evil. So when you suck dry a female, when you sublime her, you suck out all the goodness from her, and you also suck out from her the ability to destroy all evil. So that whatever evil comes your way, it's simply destroyed by the anti-evil vortex you got from the Nagual woman, the bride. That, of course, I got from the English Rose back in 86. So no matter what evil, the Rothschilds, British government, and all of their minions like MI5 threw my way, I survived and prospered. So I could then stick them all in Omega Hell and torture them for all eternity and beyond. This then allows you, once you've got this, and remember, if you're a vampire, you've got the English Rose, so you don't need to find a Nagual woman to sublime. You can then step through into the Metatronic state. This will then automatically unmanifest you. Think of it as the elevator or the teleportation, that's more like it in Star Trek, that sticks you up the 10th term of the Fibonacci series. 10, of course, the 10 of the Sephirothic tree. To get to the 7th heaven level, which of course is the 5, female, I. So you step out of the Illuminati eye. That's why you need the Illuminati eye service. It's the elevator you step out of onto the 7th heaven level. And of course, if like myself, you've got a Luciferic ring, which you've got on your left hand, on your forefinger, it then, the 4 turns the 5 into the 1, sublime good. So you arrive at the 7th heaven level, and the ring turns the 5 into 1 sublime good. So the more evil that comes your way, the more sublime you become, which then automatically projects you to the 12th term, the 84, all the good stuff on the 7th heaven level. And if you look at KP, you'll see on her pictures, she has a Luciferic ring, a black one, on her left hand forefinger to do the same thing. Now, of course, you might then ask, how is it that Katy Perry's copying your stuff and being able to use it to massive effect when you've stuck her in Omega Hell and hellized her and she's gone? Well, of course, we're running the Paradox engine, where in the other Paradox timeline, Katy Perry has the satanic wedding, which she has displayed to the Illuminati with a satanic wedding dress at the Met Ball. And I get all the power from the timeline where I hellize her, which is the ram's horn. But she, of course, being female, can do the same thing from the opposite side of the ram's horn, where from the male, she can get all the good stuff and get all the anti-evil from the male to stop yours truly from hellizing her and get all the good stuff to lift her to the seventh heaven level. And the five of the evil of the female can be then turned into pure sublime goodness, oneness, with a luciferic ring, which of course she's got the black one. This means, of course, then that she needs males to act as her death goats, her wicker men, so she can jump from the timeline of the male as the wicker woman to the timeline of the Grail Queen, where the males get fucked like I'm fucking the females. And of course we see Niels Horan desperately begging Katy Perry to go out with Katy Perry, and she of course has stuck this over the internet and embarrassed him, and he's whining, can she stop embarrassing him by sticking up his desperate biggings of Niels Horan to go out with Katy Perry. And he, of course, is an archetype of the celebrity pop star. I think the little cunt was in One Direction or something. I might be wrong. As I say, I didn't even know he existed. And then, of course, we've got the celebrity film star. Not an A-lister, of course, maybe a B-lister, Orlando Bloom. So she's got the two sides of the soliton, the Brad Pitt's, Johnny Depp's, but a much lesser version. And, of course, ready-made, hellized with Davy Jones's locker, plus the elf to get the newosphere version of the sublime good male. And then we've got Niels Horan, who I think was in One Direction, which was the celebrity wannabe wankers from Simon Cowell's X Factor garbage, which allows her then to suck dry not only Niels Horan and Orlando Bloom, but all the male film stars and all the male pop stars, be it Bieber or Mendes, who I rather like actually, or the red-headed goat-faced wanker from Britain, or any number of other of these so-called male pop stars. And then, of course, we've got Amber and Angelina already dumping into the fire of hell Brad and Johnny Depp to get the fire going. And Brad and Johnny Depp went to Glastonbury to enable Katy Perry to dump what I was doing into her via the Great Lord Beast, into Johnny Depp at Glastonbury, who was linking up with death and assassinating the president, and Brad Pitt, who of course was worshipping Jeremy Corbyn, the Labour leader who failed to win the election, and now the other side completed with Niels Horan begging Katy Perry to go out with her, and him of course being embarrassed when she took the piss out of him by sticking up all of his begging emails on social media in order to hellize him allowing Katy Perry to get the ram's horn, where she, in fact, is sucking out all the good stuff and the anti-evil from the males, the opposite side of the soliton, in order to become the Illuminati queen, with yours truly becoming the Illuminati king. Now, in the next part of the Grail, we'll go into all of the details of the Grail Knight service, reaching the Grail Castle, and all of the wonderful things you can do as a real-world Grail Knight. But as you can see, the Illuminati Eye service is a must-have, because it gives you complete control over temporal reality simply by hijacking the Illuminati Eye for us, the vampires. Enjoy it.